Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Hope your Thursday mornings are going great.
Did Trump get his makeup artist fired, or is there a reason it looks like comically bad now?
I think it's always looked comically bad.
No, I but like it's getting
the white line down the side of the face.
I mean, it's almost half the face is white with just like orange clown makeup.
You got to make sure you tell them when you go in, you got to have the right angle. You can't have your angles off. If you allow a camera to the side of the face angle, it's just going to look horrific.
Has he heard of blending?
I don't think he has, man. I don't think he has. Got to go quick. You just go quick spray. Like, psh, okay, there you go. Now go out.
You think he's doing a spray?
I bet it's a spray. I bet there's a spray there. So you put a little cover thing on your face, and then that's what leads to the lines down the side
of
the face.
Look at this. It just looks bizarre. His eyes are white. His lips are white. The sides by his ears are white.
Never been tanner. Never been tanner, man.
I don't know if I'd define that as tan. That's orange.
17 more days, buddy. 17 more days.
We're almost there. I watched the Portland mayor debate.
Look at you, an educated voter.
55 minutes of
Let's
just,
go.
I don't know if I feel encouraged by any of these people.
Are you telling me I should have no hope? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Keith Wilson.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I got to read my pamphlet. I got my pamphlet in the mail the other day.
This guy, the setup was, we also had like a Rene Gonzalez and moderator back and forth.
Ooh,
one of the moderators wrote a piece about him spending $6,500 on his Wikipedia page.
He spent $6,500 on his Wikipedia page?
Yeah, he says a lot of misinformation. They said, do you regret using taxpayer money to change your Wikipedia?
You got to pay to change a Wikipedia page? I thought anybody could edit it.
Well, he said it costs money for a staff to get rid of all the misinformation. And he said, I almost sued you, one of the moderators who wrote the piece.
I'm coming for
you,
buddy.
The moderator was like, oh, I don't think so. And it was like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah, Portland politics eating up.
It was heating up.
I love it. How do they feel on baseball to Portland? Did anybody ask that question?
Well, I got a couple baseball things to throw at you quick.
Yeah, go for it.
One, would we be in consideration at all in any way to house the Rays for the first 2 weeks at Providence Park?
No, definitely not at Providence Park.
Well, they're going to be homeless to start their season.
Yeah, they're going to find something in their area. They'll go to Toronto. They'll go to, I mean, they'll play somewhere where their division plays.
Well, they start their season, actually. Somebody looked at their schedule. It's mainly West Coast.
Oh, is it really? Right out of the gate?
The first, like, 2 weeks of the season. Yeah. I think it starts with a lot of series on the West Coast.
I mean, if you wanted to do something cool in your Major League Baseball, they won't do it. But if they're playing on the West Coast, let them play in Oakland for the first 2 weeks of the year.
And I know the group is probably going to shut this down themselves, so I'm just spitballing here. Any chance Major League Baseball says we don't care about having two teams in Chicago? Because Reinsdorf is selling the team.
I saw that yesterday. He said he's open to selling the team.
Like, I know there's White Sox fans in Chicago.
They should not have two teams. No city should have two teams.
I mean, I tend to agree with
that. No city should. Two NBA teams in LA is dumb. Two football teams in New York is dumb. You don't need two teams. You're one city, one team. Why do we have two teams?
Well, I'd love the Portland White Sox.
I'd be down for it.
We're a pretty white city.
Change it to the Wet Sox. How about that?
Ooh, the Wet Sox.
The Portland
Wet
Sox. Boom. Problem solved. We got a baseball team.
It's kind of ridiculous, but it does make sense.
One listener texting in.
Are you serious?
Saying that they miss Ken Barkley. It's Thursday at 8. Miss him.
Tell
too,
us
man.
About
I'm
that.
I'm not like a dirty person.
He wants all the drops.
So. I'll give
you all the drops.
What's the play?
Hold on, there's two more here. Hold on.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
And man. I don't want to text
it's
him.
So good.
This guy's on a new adventure in life, a new quest. I hope it's been going well.
He's still tweeting every once in a while.
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
It's never about what he's gambling on, though. It's like a thought randomly.
Yes, it is. Media coverage or something.
He'll fire something
random off. You know, sometimes there are many questions that we just don't have the answer to in life. Like, how did we get here? What happens when we die?
Came from my dad, inserted into mom.
From the balls.
Came from the canal.
Right?
Here I am.
There's a lot of questions that we don't have the answers to, but sometimes we are blessed in this modern era to have the great philosophers of our generation answer very difficult questions. And this happened last night on a podcast, and it was enlightening.
At Greg 1-667-6935-420. Stephen A. Smith, if you're at a friend's house, and clog the toilet, and there's no plunger. What do you do?
Oh, you call for help.
Very, very simple. You close the toilet bowl. You call your friend and say, your damn toilet's clogged. I'm very, very sorry that I got up in there, but you didn't tell me your toilet was going to clog. Do you have a plunger? If not, I suggest you go get one, because I didn't know I was going to clog the damn thing. I didn't know your toilet was going to work. My bad. But that's what happened. Okay, you ain't got no choice. What if you sit up there and just leave, and then they come into their house and they see you clog their toilet and you never told them? That's very rude. That's very rude, and it's very nasty. And you don't want to be responsible for something like that, okay? So I would tell you that, all right? Okay, but that's it. That's where I'm going.
Okay, so he says you call the friend. That's what you do. You call the friend, say, I need a plunger. I need some help here. Now, hold on before I get your thoughts on this as a great philosopher on this show.
Well, he's wrong, but okay.
Somebody else chimed in on this. So this comes from one of these, like, jokey Twitter, Greg, with all the numbers on it. He's got, like, a million followers, and he's been asking this question for a long time, trying to get serious people to answer this.
Oh, so he asked multiple, like, media
Yeah, so he also tweeted this to the McAfee show, and they had J.J. Watt on yesterday, and so they read the tweet, and they asked J.J. Watt, hey, how would you handle this scenario? And J.J. Watt went a different route.
Yeah, you roll up your sleeve and you stick that hand down there and you do what you have to do. Then you wash that off. You do what you have to do. You don't leave the toilet clogged at your friend's house. You take care of that. You wash your hands thoroughly, maybe 3 or 4 times. Yeah. You dry them off and then you go back out to that party.
Oh, you're going back to the party?
He's going hand into the toilet, not calling the friend. Like, is there a plunger in another bathroom? Do you have one downstairs? Can somebody bring me something to help? You just go hand into the toilet?
Oh, my God.
What if, and then one of the guys asks a very valid question, like, well, what if you do that and then you can't unclog it with your hand? Now you just have a poopy hand and there was no positive end result.
By the way, hand? To get under that back
that's
of
arm.
The toilet, that's arm.
You're going elbow deep in that
thing.
Well,
you're going as far as your arm can fit down the toilet.
Yeah. Trying to shove it down there. You going hand plunger?
Oh, the fact that you just nonchalantly wash it 3 times and then just go to a party. Like, okay, guys, let's party
let's
again.
Let's go. Somebody pour me a beer. Who wants to play beer pong?
So of the two answers, Stephen A. is closer to being right.
Yes.
Stephen A. is wrong.
Oh, okay. What do we do?
Stephen A. is right to tell the friend. What you do is you realize, okay, it's clogged. You then wash your hands. You then call your friend because, you know, wash your hands before you touch your phone. You then call your friend and you say, your toilet is clogged. Do not come in here. You don't tell your friend to go get a plunger and fix it. It's you. The toilet might not be a great toilet.
The unclogging is on you.
But the unclogging is on you. You then say, all right, toilet's closed. Do not go in. I'm running to the store.
To go buy a plunger.
To go get a plunger and I will fix the situation. And then if it's, like, unfixable, you schedule the appointment, but it's on them to pay for the appointment because their toilet was bad. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
That is the proper protocol here. There is no other option. You unclog it. It's you.
Yeah, it's your problem.
But if you can't unclog it with a standard plunger, it's the toilet. So then you schedule the appointment for your friend who has to pay for it.
Somebody's texting in. Yeah, if I ever meet J.J. Watt, I'm not shaking his hand, man.
I'm never shaking his hand.
He walks in. Hey, J.J., puts his hand out.
Why?
How about we fist pump? I don't know if I want to shake that mitt, buddy. I don't know if I want to touch that thing.
Why would you leave it on your friend to have to look at what you did to unclog it? Like, it might be a bad toilet. at least help your friend out here.
I also, I have reached a point in life, too, where I always assess the situation. If I'm taking an away game dump, I always analyze my surroundings. Like, is there one in here just in case this goes wrong?
Oh, see, I don't think enough about it.
Oh, I always think about it.
I've never really had many problems.
I mean, this happened to me years ago, and people shamed me for it. We talked about it on the show, but I did this at a hotel room right before checkout, and there was not a plunger in the bathroom.
It's pretty horrific what
and
you
I
did.
I just left it.
Yeah.
I just left it. Not a friend's house. It's a hotel, so somebody else had, you know, I left a $20 tip.
You know, can we talk about the underrated gross part of all of this? I mean, the conversation in general is kind of nasty.
I love that
gross.
JJ Watt's first thought is you shove your hand down there and you unclog that toilet.
What does that say about him? That says a lot to me.
You get to work, buddy.
We don't talk, like, what do you do with the plunger when you're done plunging?
So we have the plunger that I have in my house because I have a plunger in every bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm very conscientious about this in case you have to poop in my house. I am prepared. There is a plunger in every bathroom in my house.
Okay.
I have the one that you like. It's like an enclosed thing. We don't just leave it on the ground.
Do you ever wash that?
No, we don't. No, we do not wash it.
It's maybe the most disgusting thing in your house that nobody thinks about, you know, taking care of.
Covered in poop water, and then you just shove it back into its container and act like it doesn't smell like poop.
Yep.
And it just sits there.
Yep.
Just hanging out.
You use it again.
Hanging out.
J.J. Watt is gross. Stephen A. is cheap. That's what I learned about Stephen A. The dude makes like $20 million a year. He can't go buy a plunger and handle this himself.
Yeah, that's as somebody said, it sounds like he's blaming his friend for having a bad toilet. You got to fix your plumbing,
again,
man.
If
get a more powerful flush here.
The plunge doesn't work, it may be a bad toilet. So that is a fair assessment.
Yeah.
But you have to at least make the effort to plunge yourself.
You definitely
and
do.
You need to let your friend know, don't use this thing. It's gross.
So how would you handle that? Would you shove your hand down the bowl, or would you call your friend, or would you just leave it? Would you just walk back out into the house and not say anything? Because a lot of people were, this was kind of trending yesterday on social media. That was the answer for a lot of folks of, I'm just not going to say anything. I close the lid, I walk out, and I pretend like nothing happened.
I don't know how you guys do that.
You just walk around and ask, like, hey, I think somebody clogged that toilet. I don't know who did it, but I think somebody clogged that thing in there, man. I wouldn't go in there for a while. Wasn't me. Definitely wasn't me, though. Let's get to our big PP picks. How did we do last week? Who are we taking this week? That is next on 1080 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. A lot of thoughts coming in on how you would handle the situation. Somebody saying with J.J. Watt, the quickness of that answer and the conviction, he's definitely done that before.
Absolutely sounds like a man that's encountered that problem.
Yes. A lot of people say if you're in a situation like that, it's that big of an emergency, you just get the hell out of there. Wait
it's
till
your
you get home.
Friend.
I know. And sometimes you don't have
do that
the time.
To your friend?
I mean, I have near emergencies once every 2 to 3 weeks, probably, of like, it's in the next 90 seconds, there needs to be some sort of space here for me to go. You know, they don't always have time to get home.
If you did this at my house, I wouldn't talk to you for like 3 months.
There'd if I clogged your toilet and didn't say anything?
And you didn't help
and
solve it?
And I just left it?
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely help you solve
what
it.
What a betrayal of friendship.
Yeah, you got to help solve it. It's different if you're just at a friend's house or if you're at a party. Those are two different scenarios, I think, that we're both playing out. Somebody said, isn't this a Ben Stiller scene from one of his movies?
Along Came Polly.
Yeah, his IBS kicks in and he clogs the toilet.
And the water's running outside and,
you know,
he's using the ferret to mop up the water.
Sometimes it happens, man. Let's get to our big PP picks. See how we did last week. We all kicked our sister. 2 and 2 weeks for everybody. Different combinations of 2 and 2, though. The only game that we all picked the same team was Oregon State. And they did not cover.
Well, I'm kicking myself because I decided to turn a heel in that segment.
You went WWE. You went heel.
And I had talked about taking Oregon in the points all week. I did it on my Sunday gambling show. And then Thursday, I'm like, you know, let's have fun. Let's go a little heel.
We all know you hate the Ducks. It's all right. You and I took Iowa. They did cover. Swag, you took Washington. The puppies did not help you out there.
You took the dogs.
You
I didn't know that.
I took Fresno State. That one did not play out for me. You guys both
you
hit on the Cougs. Though. They were hanging around
was
for
it
a bit.
6.5 point spread, right?
It was 3.5.
Really?
Yeah, it was a tight spread.
It's only 1 by 8.
And then, as I mentioned, we all missed on Oregon State. And then you took Ohio State, Swag, and I took Oregon. So 2 and 2 for everybody. Season standings remain. You guys are tied atop 14-9, and I am a game behind you at 13-10. So that's where everybody's at in the big PP picks.
Better watch out, Big Will's bets.
Here
we're
go.
Right behind you.
We will start Friday night. The latest line I've seen on this, I don't know if Alan A has a different number, but right now the national line on DraftKings, Oregon at Purdue. And latest line I've seen on this is 27.5.
Alan A has it at 28.5.
28.5, okay.
I will take the points.
We'll go 28.5.
Win this game by 4 touchdowns and get the hell out. There's no benefit to winning this game by 50. They may win by 50 because Purdue's that bad.
Yeah.
But Purdue's playing with who cares. They got a new OC, a different quarterback. I think Lanning knows, like, we can win this game by 20 to 28. And nothing else matters. Get the hell out of there. It's a Friday game. Short week on short rest after
short
top
week,
5 win.
Traveling, just a lot. Everything just gets condensed.
A 4-tutty hook? I'll take a 4-tutty hook.
I will
hook.
Take
4-tutty hook is a
I'm
big 4-tutty hook.
4-tutty hook, yeah. I'll take that. I'll take the points.
Here's my issue with this one is the only game I've seen of Purdue all year was the Notre Dame game, and I watched that one from start to finish.
You didn't see any highlights of the Purdue?
I guess I saw the – I mean, I've seen highlights, but in terms of, like, sitting down and watching an actual game, and we talked about this the week of the Oregon State game, their defense is so bad. They can't stop the run. They're one of the worst teams in the country defensively. So I could see Oregon kind of shrinking this game, getting a couple of stops, and then just leaning on them, running the football late.
Just kill the clock the way they did against UCLA.
Yes, no doubt about it. I don't like doing this, but I'm going to take Oregon to cover this one.
You might be right.
I haven't liked their big numbers lately. I didn't take them to cover a couple weeks ago against Michigan State at home. Purdue just seems like a different level to suck, and maybe they found something offensively last week, but I'll take Oregon to cover that number. Saturday at 12:30... we got Washington State, Butch the Cougars, hosting Hawaii. They are at home, and they are favored by 19 points at home against Hawaii.
I'm not going to pretend to know a whole lot about Hawaii other than I guess I'll take the Cougars here.
They hung with Boise last week. 28-7 was the
home
final.
Game,
over
Boise
on the island.
To Hawaii. It's always a little weird, but I'll take the Cougs here. What's the weather in Pullman this weekend going to be? Might be kind of crappy.
I'll pull it up for you.
I'll take the Cougs.
Okay, Swag?
I, too, will take the Cougs. I mean, Boise State's defense isn't all that great, and Hawaii only got 7 against them, I think.
55 and cloudy.
Timmy Chang,
partially
the coach
cloudy.
There at Hawaii?
Yes.
He is, man. So, Cougs,
I think the Cougs score
19.5,
a ton
you said?
Of
19.
Points.
Yeah.
Just 19 flat.
Yeah, I think you win that game by 20. 55-17.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're just hoping this isn't the San Jose State game, but to the letdown point we were just talking about that you guys think comes to Oregon, that was at least a game where you were just off the Apple Cup. It was a letdown spot. This isn't a letdown spot for Washington State.
I thought the number for that game, it's why I took San Jose State that week, it was weird.
It's like 11.5
like
or something
State
like that.
Line. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I too. We'll make it 3 for 3. So sorry, Cougs. That might not be a good sign because we did that with Oregon State last week. I just have a hard time seeing Hawaii coming over and covering that number. The Cougs are fresh. Chance to get to 6-1 on the year. Love Washington State this weekend to win by 3 tutties. Last but not least, that game, by the way, 12:30 on the C-Dub Network. And the C-Dub has a couple of games, including the nightcap. 7 o'clock. We got Pac-2 after dark. UNLV is in town. Looks like the weather's 62. A little chill in the air. Cloudy. No rain, though. And the line right now on this game is Oregon State's getting a tutty. Oregon State +7.
Yeah, I have to admit to you, I will not be watching this live. I wrote this down wrong on my calendar weeks ago, and I thought it was an afternoon game. I'm going to a concert Saturday.
What concert are you going to?
It's an R&B artist named Kehlani. I'm going with the wife.
Kehlani.
There you go.
But I'm going to DVR it. I'll watch it early Sunday morning, so I'm going to do what I can to stay off social media after like 6 o'clock.
Not easy to do, but...
What did you say the line was?
7.
UNLV up to 7?
I got 7.5 at
A-Lin-A. Okay, we'll take the hook then. We're doing A-Lin-A lines then.
I'm going to take the hook. Okay. I'm going to take the 7.5. They're wearing the Benny, if I can speak correctly. It's a night game, and UNLV has Boise State next week on Friday.
They do.
That UNLV tends to keep teams around their defenses and all that spectacular.
Well, and I think you can look at the Nevada tape if you're UNLV and go, eh, we're going to trounce them, and then we'll play Boise. Yeah. So I'll take the hook. I'll bite here. You lose by double digits to UNLV. It's going to be a very uncomfortable conversation of how many games will you win the rest of the season?
This has all the potential to be like the Colorado State double overtime nonsense at the end of the game. So I think it remains close. I'll take 7.5.
I'm going to go UNLV here. I'm terrified of this matchup for Oregon State. They allowed Nevada to run it down their throat last week, and I know they're going to be slightly healthier. They are a much different team at home. That is my big fear here, not picking Oregon State, is they are much better at home. But UNLV is the number one rushing attack in the Mountain West, or number two, I guess, next to Ash and Genty, and that's it. Their run defense is the best in the conference. Oregon State, that's the strength of their offense and what they want to do. Your quarterback threw 4 picks last week. Well, to be fair, 3. One of them was on a Hail Mary on the last play, so I'm not going to blame him for that.
Yeah, but one of them was a pick 6.
One of them was a horrific pick 6. I also think the look-ahead spot here for UNLV is definitely a valid argument. I think similar to what we were talking about earlier with Oregon, who has always been hunted and not is now not just being hunted, I think these Mountain West teams playing Oregon State, this is a get-up game for them.
We're paying a
former Power Four school. Yeah. We want to show that we belong, and you think you can come in here and dominate us. I think you're going to get UNLV's full attention. I think they know this is one of the games on their schedule that people will pay attention to, and they need style points to get higher in the rankings if they are able to beat Boise State. And their ability to run the football terrifies me. Oregon State's going to have some guys back this week, so that will help, but not all the 17 of the 22, and so... I don't see how you slow them down, and if they can stop your run a little bit, I think they win the game by 10+.
Odom has enough experience, too, as a head coach to say, guys, we do not overlook this. Now, I'm taking it because it's a home game at night on the look-ahead spot as well, but their coach is experienced enough to say, guys, this team can beat you. I don't know who's going to be healthy for Oregon State. We'll have to wait to see on that one.
Yeah.
We played the clip of Bray saying it's not a talent issue. Okay.
It's a scheme issue.
It's a scheme issue. It's an assignment issue. All right. You're at home. Getting the throwbacks. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. It feels massive for Oregon State this weekend.
5-2 feels a lot different than 4-3.
Especially when you look at that upcoming schedule.
With Cal and Wazoo and Boise State still on the horizon for you. There you go, our award-winning Big PP Picks, where everybody is making money at the halfway point of the college football season. Everybody above 500. We will do it again next Thursday at 8:15. Let's get to some NFL notes, including one funny contract note out of the wide receivers that were traded 2 days ago. We got Bo Nix in Thursday Night Football, the Sean Payton return game. Does that do anything for you? We'll dive into some NFL stuff next. Apologies for those watching on YouTube. I think we're back on now. We just kind of forgot the last segment, so we're back on there. Thanks for sticking with us.
We weren't on YouTube?
I don't believe so. Not in the last segment.
Is that a button issue?
We got to flip the switch. Can I give you a fun stat on Davante Adams and Amari Cooper?
What was your question?
Can I give you a fun stat on Davante Adams and Amari Cooper?
Sure.
They were both traded this week.
That is correct.
Did you know?
Same division.
Did you know that the Buffalo Bills will pay Amari Cooper less money for the rest of the season than what Davante Adams will make weekly?
I did see that. Yeah, I saw that Amari Cooper's basically coming to Buffalo for free.
They converted $19 million of his salary into a bonus. Cleveland did before the season started, which means they are paying him $800,000 the rest of the year. Buffalo is.
It's a good move by
Buffalo.
Which
is why they had to give up a third-round pick in this trade, and that is less than the weekly pay that Davante Adams will take home from the New York Jets.
Who suddenly is healthy and going to play. That's
he's
weird.
Back.
I thought he was out with a hamstring injury.
No, we're good. We're feeling good.
You know, the NBA gets and punishes these players now who load manage when they're not really hurt. And we know they still miss the mark on some of these guys. But if the NBA is doing that, shouldn't this be a thing in the NFL that if you're not really injured, Maybe
all of a sudden magically healed.
Imagine being a Raider fan, and you knew he was getting traded, and he was out because he was going to get traded. But like, if I'm a Raider fan, I'm still kind of pissed. Of like, just that quickly, huh? You healed that quickly,
paying to go see them play the last week or whatever, and like, I can't even watch him play one last game in a Raider uniform. That all worked out well for the Raiders. I thought that was a funny stat note. Two other quick things before we get to tonight's Thursday night football game. Can we just like shove these super fans in a locker and tell them to shut up? I'm getting tired of these people becoming a thing.
Super fans.
Tired of Fireman Ed squawking about a screen time.
And Eugene, I saw it this weekend. They have that famous Buckeye. What do they call him? The Buck. I'm the nuttiest Buck or whatever his stupid thing is.
The guy
who paints
with the
makeup? His face and does the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the front row. Let me be on TV. I'm Mr. Buckeye. They have this in New York. Fireman Ed is openly complaining for the Jets that they are phasing him, the organization is phasing him out. That's his verbiage.
Well, I don't think he officially works for the organization.
No,
so
he does not. And he said in a live Instagram video he posted to his account, he said, I don't know what's exactly going on, but they're phasing me out. I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident it's happening. It needs to stop because we need home field advantage.
Now, does he get official credit for the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets chant? Because I feel like everybody looks to him to lead it.
They do look to him to lead it. I think the chant was started before
the trademark firefighter helmet. He's the one that starts it in the stadium.
Yeah.
So he's known as the guy that's like, he gets everybody to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he started the chant originally.
Well, and he also quit as a fan, didn't he?
Didn't
he take like a 2-year break where he said, I'm quitting the Jets, I'm done?
Yeah.
And then he came back and he wants to be treated as if he's Damian
Like, you're
Lillard?
Not a part of the team, man.
Is he related to Patrick Harris?
You're not, like, what are we? He's got a little bit of that vibe. Yeah, he said on his Instagram video, last night in particular, and the Denver game also, what did he say? We scored a touchdown. Normally, as a tradition, we're always put on the Jumbotron. We get the Jet chant going. Get the crowd going. It's a staple of life at Jet Life Stadium. They just won't put him on the screen.
How do you lose your team, go to a different team, leave the team, and go back to your other team? I want to talk about
this. Fireman Ed, like, was he like it going to Giants games for 2 years?
I don't know. I think he just stopped watching football.
Went to the basement.
That's sacred territory in that city. You can't jump.
No, I know.
I mean, they shouldn't have two teams, but, you know.
Basketball is the one I'll argue against the most.
Football shouldn't either. It's dumb. They play in the same effing stadium. It's not like two different sides of town. What are we doing here?
There's like 20 million people.
Now, I will say,
except one team. All root for one team.
Remember.
Why do you need two?
The Jets started in the AFL, so they were in a different league.
That's fine.
Altogether.
They shouldn't have. Then when they went to the NFL, we should just move into a different city. Go to a different city that cares about, you know, we don't need two teams.
I think once Namath won, they were never moving.
No.
It's like, stupid. Oh, you beat the Colts.
I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Met fan. Wow. Oh, my God. It's dumb. I hate that. It's so stupid. Clipper fans and Laker fans. Like, why do the Clippers exist? They shouldn't exist. The White Sox shouldn't exist.
Yeah, but they have a super fan, Daryl. Clipper Daryl.
Clipper Daryl. I know.
Who is our super fan?
I don't think we had free throw guy, and we finally shoved him in a locker, and he went away.
What happened to the guy that used to paint his face, wear sunglasses, and wore like a wig?
Oh, he had the Brian Grant, dread.
Well, kind of more of an afro, I would say, more than dreads. But yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
what happened to that guy?
We had the dancing lady.
Yes,
I remember her.
She's still there.
I think she buys partial season tickets
a couple of nights a year.
She's about as close to the Super. But we don't know her thoughts on the team. We just see her dance.
I'm okay with that. She makes you happy in the arena. She's not looking for it. It's just like, I'm a good dancer, and you're like, oh, look at that. Right. She's dancing. That's it.
But don't you kind of need a super fan?
No, I'm out on super fans.
Really,
I don't want super fans.
Is there any super fan you enjoy?
No.
I liked the Coyote guy until I found out he was robbing banks for the Chiefs.
The Kansas City guy? The bank robber?
Yeah.
How do you get to that point in life? Like, there's people that do this at duck games that walk around in outfits and stuff, and I just like, what? How do you?
Cosplayers. People who like to tease.
You're a LARPer.
Comic book nerds and gamers, but then you're basically doing the same thing, but it's sports, so it's different. It's more macho because you do it in sports.
I think we need to shut Fireman Ed up, man. You're not a part of the team. They don't have to put you on the Jumbotron. I'm sorry, they're phasing you out. You quit being a fan. Like, get the hell out of here. You don't get a paycheck from the Jets.
I'm just wrapping my mind around, because I read an article on Jack Nicholson, the actor for the Lakers.
Yes.
And how, like, iconic he's been as a
celebrity fan is different from
than super fan.
Super fan.
Yeah, but yeah. He got kind of put into both boxes because obviously what he did in his acting career.
Mrs. Spike Lee with the Knicks, he's the same thing.
Yeah,
super fan, but,
same thing.
But celebrity fan.
Sudeikis kind of has this going for the Liberty.
Oh, does he? Is he a Liberty guy?
Well, yeah, and he's a big, like, he's like friends
with
the players.
Paul Rudd's a huge Chiefs fan.
Paul Rudd, yeah.
Yeah, so is the other guy from Modern Family.
I can't
the bigger guy?
Cam?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Stone Street.
yeah.
Stone Street. Eric Stone Street.
That guy, sure.
But he kind of gets outdone because Rudd's a bigger star.
Yeah.
I mean, ours this weekend was, who did they have? They had a Caitlin Olsen, but then in their video, guess
Ty
who
Burrell,
they showed?
Ty Burrell. Got to show
what
the celebrities.
Game. Wow. I'm on the sideline.
What an awesome take by Ty Burrell. Did you
Why
guys know that was
be
a great
a super
game?
Fan?
I should be. Make me a super fan. I'm going to paint my face.
I don't think I'm
naked.
I'm not built to be a super fan.
I couldn't do it. It takes way too much time and effort.
It's just so much. I don't know. I feel like it adds a stress to your life.
It's also a lot of look at me like you're trying to be the focal point of attention, and I don't like being the focal point of attention, so I'm kind of out on that.
You host a daily radio show with
nobody's,
your name on it.
Nobody's listening. Do we think the ownership thing that Tom Brady has been now confirmed, this has been a talked about thing the last few days, he will no longer be allowed, not that he really was in the first place. The criticizing of officials completely out the window.
On the broadcast.
On the broadcast.
About, yeah.
Will not be allowed to attend any sort of practice, any sort of team meetings, will not be allowed to sit down with the one-on-one interview. Like, he can't do any of that stuff as a broadcaster.
I'm kind of wondering, too, Fox wants him because he's good-looking and he's Tom Brady. So there you go. There's your reasons. But, like, also, if you actually care about your game broadcast, there's got to be a producer or two that's behind the scenes going, this is kind of stupid. Why is he doing play-by-play? Just go be the ownership. It's like a 10% stake or whatever it is. It's not a lot.
Go one way or the other. I don't get why there was the need to do it now. Do broadcasting for 10 years. What's Brady, 45 years old?
Yeah, he's going to make $375 million.
And you're going to make crazy money at Fox. Do it for 10 years. Say, hey, you stayed in football, and then go make this jump and actually fully jump into one of the roles. Doing this two toes in the water thing is kind of weird.
Yeah, but I could see him going more into the football route eventually.
Yeah.
There's already rumors that he wants to hire Belichick. That people are throwing out that he would hire Belichick.
That's what he's going to do with Vegas. That's the first move. Go get Belichick.
And then he gets to choose the franchise quarterback.
Patriots 2.0.
Shador, Tom Brady, Mark Davis.
Let's go, baby.
Bill Belichick. What a Vegas experience.
So that's
Max
happening.
Crosby.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now in the NFL. Let's get to Thursday Night Football. Are we excited for Sean Payton's return game? Bo Nix playing in the spotlight tonight. We also, is the WNBA Finals game tonight, or are they taking a day off?
Tomorrow.
Taking a day off. Okay, so we don't have that, but we do have a couple of baseball games as well. Will it be entertaining? Can somebody score a run? We'll close it up there next on The Fam. Love this at the Vancouver Ford text line. Six buddies and I shared a hotel at the 2009 Rose Bowl. One of my buddies clogged the toilet and there was no plunger.
Don't you just call down to the lobby and
they
say,
did.
Can we get it? Okay.
Called room service, bring up a plunger while we wait, give everybody's giving them crap. Female employee knocks on the door, opens the door. The friend reaches out for the plunger as they open the door. The employee proceeds to walk right by him saying nothing. Walks directly into the bathroom, takes care of the job, walks out as the plunger is dripping all over the place and doesn't say a single word.
Kudos to her. She's going to take care of that business, and she just storms past you. God bless her.
Not even a hello, how you doing? Just, I hate my job. Get out of my way.
Well, one job I had very briefly, I left a job I liked for another job that I was told was something different. I was basically a housekeeper / janitor at a hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, my first and only day on that job, I had to clean the women's restrooms.
I'm out.
I saw things that no person in human history should see.
I'm out. I'm done.
So I give a lot of credit to somebody that just stormed past. Do I have this right? We were not on for an entire segment on YouTube.
Yes.
And then he turned it on when he did his update.
That's what I'm being told. That's what the authorities are telling me. That's what
I have
being
that
told.
Correct.
That's Sorry. What I'm being. That's, been, that's what I'm being.
Got to make sure your update's on, but not
gotta
a whole segment.
Got to click the button over there.
Got to keep the people updated on what's going
I'm
on.
I'm gonna double click the button.
Yeah, but nothing's kind of screams you more than hearing that.
That
like a whole
funny.
Segment we were off, but the update's coming. Oh, gotta go back on.
Here we go. Sean Payton back in New Orleans tonight. Mean anything?
Not a thing.
No,
I was never a Saints fan. It wasn't particularly great at the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, it does mean something. He meant everything to that organization.
Won him a Super Bowl.
Won him a Super Bowl. Kind of changed. He was maybe a pass interference away from having another one.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't do anything for me. Does it do anything for you as a sports fan?
Not really. No, I just was curious if that moved the needle at all for you. I'm sure there will be a nice reaction and an ovation. I'm sure that'll be a big storyline on the game.
Do coach return games do much for you in general? Like I
it just depends on who the coach
Chip
is and the situation.
Coming back to Oregon didn't do much for me.
The first time he did. The first time he came back with UCLA, I remember that being a big deal. But to the point last week, like after four times, it's like, all right, I've seen this before.
It's also been a little while,
too.
0-4,
by the way.
Like if he went right to another job or something.
What was his last year in New Orleans?
Well, you're it's talking like, about Chip. Well, Chip cycled out a couple places before coming back to college.
He went to the NFL and he was out for a while. Paint went to ESPN.
He was in the media for a while.
And, 2 years, I think, and then he came to Denver.
Let's see. His last year in New Orleans was 2021.
Yeah.
So he took 1 year off, basically.
That's right. It was just the
and
one
then
year.
Went back to Denver for last year. The one that I think would do it, like we joked earlier about Brady hiring Belichick in Vegas. Like if Belichick went back to Tampa, that would be a big deal.
You mean New England?
New England. Sorry, yeah, Brady, Tampa. My mind got jumbled there. Him going back to New England, similar to the Brady return game, that would probably be interesting to watch, even though both those teams would be terrible, and we'd probably turn it off after the pregame stuff and see what the reception is like. I'm having a really hard time tonight. I'm not going to spread the line on this game, although I do love a nice Thursday night football win on spreading the line.
I love Denver tonight.
How do you... I just...
Yeah.
I love them.
It's three, though.
It is three.
It didn't rise by much.
I know Sertan's not playing, but their defense is really good.
Short. Okay, so the thinking here was just
it's
short.
It's 2.5
week,
right now at DraftKings.
Is it 2.5?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to lock that in. That's what it is.
I'm taking Denver -2.5.
I mean, if it's sub a field goal.
They don't have Olave. They don't have Shaheed.
Yeah.
They don't have Taysom Hill.
Yeah. They don't have Derek Carr. They don't have a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but
like maybe the under's also the play here.
It's a short week road game. Yeah, Kamara has a big night.
Total is 37 right now.
Bub Means catch a touchdown from Rattler, who's escaping and moving around. That's how it can get stupid.
Yeah, look, it's the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of the, like, how does this go awry? But I am going to lock
you
that
won
in.
Your last spring line Thursday pick. So
I did. I'm on a Thursday
you're
night
not
heater.
You're ride the heater with your guy, Bo?
I'm not going to ride it with my guy, Bo.
Bo knows.
Bo does know, but I don't have enough confidence in Bo knowing tonight. But I did just lock in my
I think
bet
the best possible scenario here is you go down 17-3 at halftime Denver.
Oh, you feel great about covering at that point.
Bo Nix is averaging 0.8 yards per attempt. And then in comeback fashion in the second half, he just ups the play and they win by a field goal.
Do we get a interesting baseball game today?
Yes. I think the Mets Dodgers.
Dude, the playoffs, this has been terrible.
Yeah.
Game one in the NLCS was terrible. Game two of the NLCS was terrible. Game three last night was terrible.
I think the Mets Dodgers game will actually be
unless
interesting.
Yamamoto
are they going to score a run? Can the Mets score a run?
Yeah,
no score, blowout, no
Yamamoto
score.
Yamamoto for a couple early.
Do the Guardians
then,
do anything? They got your boy Boyd on the mound tonight or this afternoon.
I just think the
he's
Yankees
gonna pitch
will
pitch four innings.
Yankees will just wear him down like they've done the first two games.
Can I get a close game? It's all out. Can I get some? Like,
I think Mets Dodgers will be
bases loaded, one run game in the eighth inning. Can you give me something to be excited about?
I got a Mets win and a G's win. Cleveland G's are winning.
Can Cleveland G's get it done?
Spiders.
All right. I'd be down for that because it would up the intrigue. If you get a Dodger win and a Yankee win, wake me up when the World Series starts. These things are over.
Yeah, it's kind of the best bet for us at this point is just get the best possible matchup, which is unfortunately what everybody in America has talked about.
That it is, Bob. That it is. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, pretty good one. Go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. If you're watching on YouTube, despite 20 minutes of commercials, we still love you. Like the video before we close it down here. It's okay. It happens. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. There's great content up. People yell at each other in the comments. It's a wonderful place
over
to be. The show is almost over.
We think.
Yeah, tomorrow, Taylor Espez. Estes?
Here's the
situation. T-Bone is going to join us at 7:30 for a not only college football preview, but she's in Austin, Texas, and we'll talk some Texas and Georgia with her at 7:30. Of course, we will spread the line. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.